Yeah, my sales day, we had this is for the UHS. I still think they're using Klystron, Klystrote. I don't know the technology anymore, but we had one of the Toshiba, and it had a whole bunch of 100-watt modules, and they'd combine, and you could pull a module out while you're on the air and put one in, and it would tell you which one's wrong, and that's where the guy, well, get that, and he says, I like to be a transmitter engineer, and they won't need you anymore, because they usually need, back then, they need a transmitter engineer, because there's always something to fix on it.
Yeah, I worked on 13s when the finals had the filaments burn off. Filament leads burn off with double aught wires going to them for the filaments. And I had to turn the main transmitter off, the PA off, and work right off the exciter on the air. I can't remember if it was video side or audio side. I think it was the video side I had a fix. It was one heck of a day that I had there on a Saturday. And I couldn't get the other engineers in there to help me. I guess they wanted to teach me a lesson, or maybe Dale Walters a lesson.
Worked at channel 29. I ran into him. He worked worked there as a transmitter engineer, and he was a GE, and they just had him sitting out in the middle of the room, the side of the room with this transmitter. There was a loud noise going on, so the engineers got money together and built a booth so they could close it in and shut the door. And he said he fell asleep. I worked transmitter engineering. He fell asleep leaning back in the chair. He woke up and there was a mouse on his belly looking at him.